this ever get to your head? This is pretty heady stuff, what you have done. Yeah. And winning against odds, you'd have a reason to get proud of all that.
Well, humbly, let me say, I had a purpose. And I feel like that wasn't just my purpose. It was the purpose of trying to help the people who were hungry for jobs. They were wanting someone to try to help give them a better way of life. I never lost sight of that. I've tried to be a public servant, truly, and trying to build jobs. I missed getting to be governor. I could have changed Oklahoma.
Let me say that after you went back to Congress as a Republican, you became at odds with the House leadership. You wanted to bring $25 million for highway to your district. And they thought you weren't coming back, and they tried to give that to another congressman in a tough election and spread the money around. But you must have done something because they gave the money back to you. What was your leverage? What was your argument?
Well, I'd gotten out because I had surgery, base of my brain and top of my spinal cord.
You had left?
I'd left in 98.
So they didn't think you were coming back from that brain surgery?
Well, I even announced that I was not going to seek re-election. Campaign was going, I was under surgery, base of my brain and top of my spinal cord. I didn't know what was going to really happen in my life. As a result, I announced that I was not going to seek re-election. I wanted to be with my family, etc. I got out of the race. I said I wasn't going to run. And I saw the opponent, Walt Roberts, who was raising all this money.
This is the 2000 election.
Yeah.
And he's raising all that money.
But I knew he wasn't raising it. I knew that Gene Stipe was, I didn't find Walt's tracks, but Gene's, that's when that became the downfall of Gene Stipe.
The money he raised for Roberts.
That's right. Because if you remember, there was ghost cattle. Roberts didn't have cattle to sell. Ghost trailers. And then there was a mammoth art sale. But Walt Roberts hadn't even made that art. He was kind of an artist in a way. But there's over $250,000 that went into the campaign.
So they tried to show that the money came from those entities, which you've just said. In actuality, the money came from where? They were over.
Not reported.
They were over giving their limits.
That's right. You got it. I was seeing that happen. And after about 6 or 7 weeks, I announced I was going to re-enter the race. I felt like it couldn't let him just totally own that seat.
Gene Stipe would have owned that seat.
And Walt Roberts would have been his boy.
His puppet, right.
Yeah, exactly. So I re-entered that race and was successful.
Then obviously you had to go out and raise a lot of money.
I did, yeah. I did. I had to.
And you went back. And, of course, then I suppose the name Gene Stipe was beginning to be attached to Mr. Roberts, and they were fearful of him. And you had that kind of going for you.
Yeah, they knew people. We had a lot of different things that took place in that race. It was an unbelievable race. You know, he said he had a bull and 90 head of cattle, but he didn't have. But people all understand, said if that one bull was taking care of all those cows, he had to be on Viagra. I just went all the way where all the cattlemen, people, the farm ranchers were probably my greatest.
They tuned into that. When
oh,
you
they
said
tuned
that.
Into that big right. time. You know, we say honk if you've seen any of Walt's cattle. So we had a fun time out of it, but we were able to get through that.
And that was your last election that you won. I don't know. It doesn't look like it, but you have some battle scars, don't you?
Oh, yeah. A lot of them, you know, the governor's race, the money situation in the congressional race. I always promised my wife we would not go into debt. I'd go into communities at a diner or at a cafe. We'd pass the bread basket, and I'd say to the people, if you believe like I do, I ask you to open your heart and open your pocketbook and give. And that's how we raised
money. So you'd go into a restaurant?
Yeah, we'd have town meetings. You know, we'd invite people.
Oh, and they'd come there, of course.
Yeah.
So you retired after that?
I did.